Russian Wife, a Brock and Collar mystery, book 14, written by Barry Maitland and read by Emily Joyce. It's like finding yourself dropped on another planet. Brock was out of sorts, uncharacteristically grumpy, Kathy thought. There were three old colleagues, all of them detective chief inspectors in the Met. David Brock, Bren Gurney, and herself, Kathy Collar, veterans of Brock's former homicide squad. Though they now worked in different Scotland Yard departments, they tried to lunch together at least once a month, if their schedules allowed, which was why they were now sitting in the Two Chairmen pub in Westminster on a Monday in November, eating pot pies. "They don't interview suspects," Brock continued. "They never see them. They just sit at their screens all day, following money trails around the globe. I asked one of them, 'But where are they? Where are the crooks?' And he just pointed out the window at the towers of the city and Canary Wharf, then turned back to his computer." Bren laughed, but Kathy could see that Brock was genuinely disconcerted. His hair and beard, silvery white now and cropped short, looked a bit shaggy and neglected. A big, steady figure in her life, it was unsettling to see him like this. After the debacle of his arrest during the Hampstead murders, the Met had reluctantly agreed to let him come back from retirement and take up his old rank, but not in homicide. There were no vacancies in the 24 murder investigation teams, they told him, and posted him to fraud, where he was clearly a fish out of water. It made Kathy feel sad, especially because the Hampstead murders had been the making of her in her new role as head of one of those teams. Since then, she'd had a series of successes, all cleared up in rapid time. Her team was working well, and she had been featured in an article in one of the Sunday supplements about the new breed of women detectives in the Metropolitan Police. Even her boss, Commander Torrens, head of Homicide and Serious Crime Command, had given her a rare pat on the back, expressing his satisfaction with her performance since she had stepped out of the shadow of the old guard. He'd meant Brock, of course, for whom she'd worked all those years, and her pleasure at the compliment was tinged with regret as she saw him struggling now. "What's so embarrassing is that I'm about 50 years older and outrank them all," Brock was saying. "I'm sitting there like a useless appendage, a waste of space with nothing to contribute." Bren, trying to be supportive, said, "But they must be able to use your experience, Brock. Remember that bloke with the Ponzi scheme who started to murder his victims? What was his name? There must be villains like that in the city." "No, Bren, fraud is abstract, digital and bloodless. You've no idea. It's another world." He sighed, then roused himself. "Anyway, enough of that. What about you, Kathy? What have you been up to?" "Well, I've got a locked room mystery." "Ah, that's more like it. Go on." So she told them the story of Ahmed Majid.